Well, hey there, this is Darren Garman, and we're going to talk about how to build your apartment empire. We're going to talk about building the empire. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to go over some key things to think about, some key strategies in building your empire, some things you need to be keeping in mind, and you know, we're going to talk about some practical things, and we're going to talk about some risk and reward things as well. So, looking forward to going over this information with you. And so, really, it starts out with, there's two ways to build your apartment property empire. There's really only two, okay? One is you do it yourself, okay? You do it yourself, and you're doing it yourself as an active owner or manager, all right? So let's just put down here landlord, okay? Landlord. All right, so you're going to be a landlord, and you're going to go ahead and build your empire by buying your own properties, managing, maintaining, going over and doing everything you need to do in order to own those properties. Now, that's like a little sidebar to this. We can have a management company there too. So you can maybe have a management company, maybe off-site management as well, something like that if you want. Hire a management company, hire an on-site manager, I guess is what I meant there. So you can do that. So bottom line here is you can be a landlord and go out in the marketplace, find, buy, run, oversee your own apartment property and start building the empire that way. So in other words, you're a landlord and you're active. Okay? You're active. You're an active owner. Okay? The other way you can do it is you can be passive. Okay? So you can either do it yourself, you can be active there, right? Okay? Or you can be passive. You can build your empire and do it passively too. Okay, so how do you do that? Well, you get involved as maybe a partner in a real estate partnership. I'll just put partner in partnership there. Okay. Okay. Or you can buy stock in a company that owns real estate, and those are called REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust, or REITs for short. By the way, I don't recommend REITs in terms of getting involved in them to get as much financial benefit out of owning apartments as you can. And I'm talking about not only getting the income and the appreciation from apartments, but also all the tax benefits, equity buildup, all those kinds of things. Because all a REIT does is you're buying stock in a company that owns apartments. You don't actively own apartments. Okay. Under the partnership model, okay, you're being a passive owner and investor. You do get all the active owner benefits, just like you were doing the day-to-day management, maintenance, and landlording of the property. Okay, that's really what you want to go to when you're building your empire. And I don't mean so much being a passive owner or investor, but you want to get into this building your empire. You want to get all the active owner benefits that you can. Okay. Either if you're active in it, you get all the active owner benefits, obviously. If you're not active, but you're passive, but you go through a real estate partnership maybe to own it, maybe you form your own partnership, that's how you get the active owner benefits. Both of those ways is the way that you want to go here. Okay, that's the way you want to go. You don't want to go the way of the REIT. Okay, even though it beats doing nothing. And yeah, you're investing in real estate, you know, you're not really getting all the active owner benefits, so you're missing out on 90% of the, what you could call juice, 90% of the juice on this, okay? So, a lot of people, what they like to do, and I don't want to, I'll get off of REITs here in just a second, though, you know, if you read a lot of the financial publications, like Forbes, you watch the CNBCs, the MSNBCs, you know, the big media companies, they all are about this, right? Well, that's because they're a Wall Street company. You know, they're all about Wall Street. So that's why you get that, because, you know, REITs are publicly traded companies, and so it comes kind of part and parcel with the territory. Again, better than nothing, but you want to grow the empire by getting active owner benefits, either by being an active owner, like I mentioned before, or being passively involved in that, okay? So those are your two ways to build your empire. Now, once you've established which way you're going to go, How are you going to do it? Let's first of all talk about being the active owner for a second. So you want to be an active owner. You want to be an active owner. You've decided you're going to go out into the marketplace. You're going to find an apartment property to buy, invest in. You're going to grow the empire from there. And we won't get into whether you're going to manage it yourself or not, whether you're going to hire a management company or not. You're going to be an active owner. You're going to be overseeing stuff. Okay? Well, the first thing you got to realize here is when you're an active owner, the very first thing, we're going to go on A here, is the first property is the most important property you'll ever buy. Okay? First property is the most important property you're ever going to invest in. Now, that may sound, kind of obvious in a way. Well, of course it's important, Darren. They're all important. Why wouldn't that? Well, this is the most important one because this one builds the foundation. Right? Look, your very first property builds the foundation. I mean, just like a really nice house, a big building. I mean, the most important part of it is not the roof, it's not the utilities, it's not the fireplace, it's not the swimming pool, it's the foundation. So you want to be building foundation here. Alright? So this, what this translates into, this has to be the best damn property you've ever bought. I mean, the pressure's on. This has to be, if not the best, close to the best one you'll ever buy. Because from this springs all success, okay? Because you can't build your empire. I mean, we can't keep building on anything unless we got a great foundational property to build from, okay? So, pressure's on. The first one's got to be the best. It's got to be the best one. And you have to do everything you can to pretty much almost guarantee that it is a surefire winner that is going to increase in value as fast as possible, give you as much income as possible. Okay, so here's the caveat to that, as you probably already figured out. Do you think those kind of properties are available every day? No, it's needle in a haystack. Okay, so be prepared to go needle in haystack. NIH, that's my definition of needle in a haystack. You're going to have to look a lot. You're going to have to spend a lot of time finding that property to build your empire. Okay, so how do you do that? How do we find the needle in a haystack? You got to pull all stops out to get all as many properties crossing your desk as possible. So the first thing you do is you hire a real estate broker. All right, you get in touch with a real estate broker to represent you in the marketplace as a buyer, as an investor. Now, I know a lot of people like to do things on their own. They like to, you know, grab their phone. Like to grab the phone and they think this is how they're going to do it, and they're just going to go and use their phone, go online, and that's how they're going to find everything and do it themselves. There's nothing wrong with doing that, and I'm going to talk about it in just a second, but you want to get somebody that's entrenched in the marketplace. They know what's going on. Okay? You want a specialist that this is what they do. They work on helping people like you find apartment properties. And by the way, their services, most of the time, are free. You don't have to pay for anything most of the time. Sometimes they might require maybe a little fee, maybe a little retainer up front to get going just to make sure they know you're serious, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, so you don't want to necessarily balk at that. But most of the time, it's free. So ideally, you want the apartment property specialist in the market. All they do is apartment properties. That's it. They know the market inside and out. They know who owns this building, that building. They can tell you the story about 40 different properties around that are apartments. Who developed this development? That you see where I'm going here. Okay, that's who you want. That's where you start. That's number one. Okay. Number two then is, yes, you also do your own stuff. So you do stuff on your own. Okay. So while the real estate broker's out there in the market trying to find you something, trying to work on getting you a great project, after, of course, you've given them all of your criteria, okay, then you want to be working on your own. So you want to be doing the obvious things. You know, you want to be getting online, getting on the internet and finding projects that are available. You want to be doing those things. So the obvious things you want to be doing on your own is finding things online, okay. That's probably the easiest place, is to go online and see what's for sale, see what people have on sites like, you know, every market has their own place where they market real estate properties. Craigslist is popular, so go to Craigslist, see what's on there. There's some national sites like LoopNet and CoStar, 10X, there's a bunch of those. So if you'd really sit down for a couple of hours with a computer in front of you and really start hammering this out, you're going to be finding some possibilities on your own. And then when you work in tandem with a great real estate broker, now you're going to start getting more properties crossing your desk. Right now, don't expect after doing this for 4 days the magic property is going to come. It's going to take a long time. It could be 30 days, 60 days, hell, it could be 3 or 4 months before you find a real good one. So be prepared to spend some time and work at this. Because at the end of the day, it's all worth it because we want to build that foundation. All right. In addition to that, the third thing you want to do, so that's number one, get a good real estate broker. Number two is you want to do your own stuff online, checking computer sites, checking all those sites all the time. The third thing you want to do is you want to get in your car, motorcycle, moped, I don't care, whatever the hell it is, and you want to be driving the areas that you think you want to own apartments in. Okay? You want to be driving in and around the areas that you think you want to own apartments in. You know, for me, it would be, I want to be driving around Northeast Cedar Rapids. Like, I want to be driving around there, checking things out, seeing what kind of buildings are around. I want to also be in Marion, maybe Hiawatha, maybe Southwest Cedar Rapids. Most of our holdings right now are in Southwest Cedar Rapids. So I probably want to be driving around Southwest Cedar Rapids, checking things out. So same goes for you. Whichever city you're in, wherever you're located, you want to be spending time in those areas and looking for apartment properties. And I'll tell you why here in just a second. Now, if you live in a big city, you want to basically get your map out. You know, for me, I'm an old man. Sometimes I'll actually get a paper map out. Or you get Google Maps, whatever, and you start with the concentric circle approach. So you want to be right here. Here's where you want to be. Maybe you start checking things out within a quarter mile radius of that. Then maybe a half mile radius, and then a 1 mile radius, and then a 2 mile radius, etc. That's how you do that. Okay, that's how you do that, depending on what size of city you live in. Okay, so you've done that. You're going to do that, but here's the key while you're driving around. You're going to have, I call it a tape recorder, dictaphone, doesn't matter, while you're driving, you're going to have this with you. And you're going to spot apartment properties that you think you'd like to own. Okay, so I can tell you, even when I'm going to drive home today from the office, I'm going to be driving by apartment properties I would like to own. Okay, when you do, you record the address in your dictaphone. Okay, so you're driving, you go past, let's say it's a 24-unit property. It looks like it's 24 or 36 units. Location's great. It looks fantastic. Great curb appeal. Tenants are walking outside laughing. They got money coming out of their pockets because they pay rent. And you know, I'm just kidding about that. So, you go by a really good property, okay? 123 Main Street, Cedar Rapids, all right? Drive around some more. You find one. Maybe it's kind of in the backwoods somewhere. Nice wooded setting. It's quiet. The parking lot's full, so you know it's probably fully occupied. You're there at 11 o'clock in the morning driving by, and most people are actually working. They're not hanging out outside, sitting outside the place. So anyway, it's a great place, great wood setting. 567 Wood Place Northeast. Okay, so you get my point, you get my drift here. So when you've got those properties that you think you'd want to own, then you go online to your city or county tax assessor's office. Okay, the assessor. You visit the assessor's office. All right, and you can do it online. It's very easy to do. You punch in those addresses, 123 Main Street. Guess what pops up when you do that? The owner's name and mailing address should pop up. Okay? When you find the owner's name and mailing address, guess what you do? That's right, you draft a letter. Draft a letter to that owner, and here's what the letter basically says. Dear, and you'll find out the owner's name, Dear Frank, I noticed your property at 123 Main Street. It looks like an acceptable apartment property. I'm in the market to purchase an apartment property like yours. I like where it's at. I like where it's located. I'm wondering if you would have an interest in entertaining an offer on your property. If you'd have an interest in entertaining an offer on your property, I'd like to talk to you. My phone number is X. My email address is X. Fax number, if you like, my fax number is X. Okay? P.S. Very important on part of this. P.S. In the event you are not interested in selling right now, please keep my letter and my contact information for when the time comes you can contact me. Make sure you do that. All right? So you got three things going on. okay, to get that first property. One, you got your broker working for you, right? Two, you're doing your own thing online. You know, spend some time on the computer probably once a week, maybe twice a week. Three, right, you've gone and you've driven around and you've got your list of places you'd love to own, and you go ahead and you contact those owners. Okay? By doing those three things, you have now done more than what 95% of most people that have an interest in owning or apartment property would do. Which means what? Three important things. Number one, you'll have more apartment properties cross your desk as possibilities. Number two, the good news is you're going to know more about the market. Okay, you're going to know more about the market, what's going on in the market, what's available, who's buying what. So knowing more what's in the market is great, because that market knowledge is going to help you really grow that asset into something very, very special. All right. The third thing that that's going to do is it's going to show these people that you're legitimate. You're someone that they should be contacting if and when they want to sell their property. The broker, he's going to contact you if and when he has a project come up. Okay. The people that you're sending letters to, they know you're serious. They know you're somebody out there looking to buy a project. So if and when that time comes, you're going to get contacted. You won't be seen as one of these folks that, you know, just watched an infomercial on how to do this on a Monday and you did it on Tuesday. Okay, so you get these three things going for you. That's how you're going to get your first property very quickly. All right, so let's assume that you finally got that first property. All right, you bought it. Purchase that first property. Okay, you did all of this, got that first property, you own it, things are going great, things are going fine. You're wondering, why in the hell did I do this 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Okay, so anyway, you've owned it for, let's say, about a year. Okay, during that year, you have got to do two things. Two things you've got to do. Number one, you got to increase rents. I don't care if Mabel has lived in her apartment for 35 years and is a sweet lady, makes you cakes and cookies, and sends you birthday cards. Mabel's rent's got to go up. Okay? So you raise everybody's rents. You know, as much as you can. Okay? And there's a whole class we could go over just in rent raises. But you want to get rents at least to market level, a little bit above. And what you'll find when you look at apartments, the majority of apartments that you look at, the rents are not at market levels because the landlords are just slow in doing it. You see it all the time. Even a lot of people say, why would landlords or apartment property owners, especially if they're larger companies, limited partnerships, folks that should like know better, why don't they do it? Most of them don't. And you'll find that to be the case. But that's not going to be the case with you. You're going to get your rents up. Second thing you're going to do is you're going to reduce your expenses. Okay? You're going to reduce expenses. You're going to find 95% of the time there's going to be opportunity for you to reduce expenses. In some cases, dramatically. Okay, dramatically. Why? Owners get lazy. Owners get habitual. And so owners don't like to spend time on working on reducing their expenses, especially if their properties are doing good. Let me just give you a couple of quick examples. All right. On reducing expenses. One is insurance. So I'll just put A there, insurance. All right. So just before I started this video and giving you this information, I had a meeting in my office with some insurance people, property casualty folks, about some premiums and some properties that we're looking at insuring. The difference for, this is a 60-unit property. The differences between companies with the same exact coverage varied over $8,000 to $9,000. Same exact coverage, different companies, different philosophies on how risky these properties are. Okay, so imagine you're an owner. Your buddy's name is Bill. Bill works for XYZ Insurance Company. He insured the property 20 years ago. You've never changed insurance in 20 years because Bill's a great guy, and you guys golf together once a week and all that kind of stuff. But what you don't know is the $15,000 insurance premium that you're paying to Bill's company for the same exact coverage, it can really be $6,900. Okay? All right? You didn't know that. But guess who's going to know it? The new buyer, the new owner. You are going to know that. You're going to see more opportunity to reduce expenses than you think. Again, I get this question all the time. Darren, I don't get it. If a guy owns an apartment property, company, manager, company, corporation, whatever, don't they get those expenses, you know, shaved down as low as possible? No, they don't. No, they don't. And so you'll be able to have opportunity there. So what does this mean? By increasing your rent and by reducing your expenses, you're going to be able to raise the property value up dramatically very, very quickly. Now here's the cool thing. Did I say you got to put a bunch of money in improvements into the property? No. Did I say you got to put in, you got to build a new set of garages? No. Did I say you have to build another building, do an add-on? Do you have to put decks, patios? Do you have to gut the property? No. We're doing this without spending any money on improvements. Okay? That's the cool thing. That's how you want to move this fast. Again, it's about that foundation. Okay? So we don't want to be buying a property where we've got to sink in seven figures in improvements just to make it work. No, we want to buy something where we can do this. Okay? So you increase the rents, reduce the expenses, it'll increase the value of the property pretty quickly. Then what do? Okay? After that, you knock on your banker's door, credit union, knock, knock. All right? Here's what you tell your banker, your credit union person, or private lender, whichever. You basically say, hey, you know that property I bought for $350,000 last year? I got a feeling that thing's now worth about $545,000. Okay? Or let's not get that aggressive, okay? Let's just say it's worth $500,000. Hell, let's just say $475,000. Okay? That property I bought for $350,000 is now worth $475,000. Okay, so now I've got $125,000 of equity here that I got just sitting there. Alright? I want to borrow that equity to buy another building. So what do? You refi. So you refinance. So you refinance the property. You pull out this $125,000. Okay, remember, you want a 36-unit building. Now we'll say, let's not say 36. It's on 475. Let's just say it's a 16-unit building. Okay, you know, a 16-unit building now. You've increased your equity $125,000 because you increased the rents and you reduced your expenses. Okay, so you're going to refinance that 16-unit building. You're going to take this $125,000. Now you're going to buy a 36-unit building. Okay, that's what you're going to do. And you're going to go through the same process in finding that as you did in finding this. Okay? So pretty soon, here's the cool thing. Within like 2 years, you now own 52 units total, in our example here, in 2 years. And you only made a down payment on one of the properties. Because remember that foundation, how important it is? Now this is going to be responsible for down payments on building everything else from there. So, you know, with the 36 unit, now you do the same thing. 2 years later, you got now probably $200,000 of equity you can tap there. All right. Now you buy a 72-unit property. Okay. And that all started with this one property, refinance, down payment, refinance, 72 units. Hell, within 3 years, you can have about 130 units if you wanted. Okay. Now, I realize that was fast, that was quick. And we're using examples. We're not getting real properties out here. But this is the formula. This is how it works. This is how it works. I've worked with dozens and dozens of investors that have done this, okay? And there's no reason you can't too. So, that's the active owner. What about the passive owner? How does that work with the passive owner? Okay, how does that work with the passive owner? It's actually pretty easy. Okay, so active owner, that's how you build the empire. But let's say you're a passive owner. How do I do that? Okay, it depends on... Well, your success is being able to build this as quickly as possible. It depends on who you work with. Okay, and by that I mean who are you going to partner with. That's where it all starts. Who are you going to partner with? All right, so what that means is, what is the philosophy of the partnership? Is it aggressive? Is it passive? What are they trying to do? You want a partnership that is going to be aggressive. Okay, aggressive, not conservative. Okay? If you want to grow the empire, by the way, there's nothing wrong with either one. I mean, I got partnerships that we oversee that they're pretty conservative. I got some that are pretty damn aggressive. Okay, so there's no wrong answer. Okay, but here's the deal. The conservative partnership, they're just looking for a decent income stream and kind of a predictable income stream. You know, that's a partnership where you've got folks that probably want 5, 6, 7% return, income return, you know, pretty predictable each and every year. That's what they're looking for. That's what they like. And so they're going to be buying the kind of properties that give them that. Even though that's great, that's not what you want if you're trying to grow the empire. That's what you want when you want a decent income and you want some capital appreciation at the same time. You want somebody that's aggressive. Okay? You want somebody that's aggressive. And bottom line is, what I just went over with what the active owner needs to do, that's who you want to be hooking up with and getting aligned with and partnering with, is that kind of manager of that kind of partnership. Okay? And what should they be doing? Doing exactly what I described. Remember, we started out with like a 16 unit there. That's what they, you know, that's how we started. You want your manager of your partnership that you're going to align yourself with and partner with to be exactly like that, but you don't want them having 16 units, brother. All right, you want them having 160 units. Okay, that's what you want. You want to do the same thing, but with 160 unit property, a larger property. Okay, so think of it this way. We just added a zero, so everything we do, we add a zero. So instead of buying that property for $450,000, we buy it for $4.5 million. Okay? It increases in value $1.25 million. Now we're buying a, taking that $1.25 million, now we're buying a 220 unit property. Okay? That 220 unit property owned for a year, increase rent, reduce expenses. Same here, we increase rent, reduce expenses. Okay, now the 220, now we can pull $2.7 million out of that. Okay? Then we take that and we buy a 410 unit property. Okay, that's the same thing. It's the same thing. But you want to align yourself with somebody that is their philosophy and that's what they want to do. Okay? That's what they want to do. So you can either be passive, right, in what you're doing, you can be active in what you're doing, and you can accomplish the same thing. Okay, you can accomplish the same thing. And that's really how you build your empire as quickly as possible. Okay? So let me give you three quick notes here before we end this session, this little teaching session, okay? Number one, do your homework. Do your homework with who you decide to work with. Whether you're doing active or doing passive, whomever you align yourself with, and whenever you're going to be spending hours and hours of time and hundreds or even millions of dollars, tens of thousands, whatever, you need to be doing your homework. Okay, so number one, you want to do your homework. Right. On these people, okay, and you know, so that means checking things out. That means references. I mean, so for example, I give references, but I don't just give them out because somebody calls me that I have no idea who they are, or they just send me an email that I've never dealt with them. Yeah, I want 10 references. I don't know who you are. Okay, I have no idea who you are. We've not talked. So, I mean, I give references without a problem, but I got to know who you are and what you're up to and what's going on and, you know, what the deal is. So, but whatever, right? Whatever that is, do your homework. References are key, all right? Okay. And by the way, they've got to be able to give you some references. If they say they don't have any or they're not giving you any, then that's a red flag, okay? References. I'd say you want at least three. I'd go for five at least. Minimum of three, five at least. Okay? So, number one, you want to do your homework. Right? Number two goes out saying you want to make a plan. Okay? You want to make a plan. So, looking at your finances, looking at how much you want to get out there into the marketplace and owning apartments, whether it's regular money, whether it's IRA, 401k money, whatever it is, what is your plan? What do you need to do? Now, caution here. It does not have to be 28 spreadsheets, 4 PowerPoints, and have 48 bars, you know, charts and graphs. That's not it. Hell, it can be one page, half a page. You've scratched a few things out. You know where you want to go, and you just follow it. So don't get too caught up in the plan. Okay, it's important that you make a plan, but don't get bogged down in, you know, working on the plan for 3 months. Okay, because pretty soon that's all you'll be doing is working on your plan instead of implementing your plan. And that's the third thing. The third thing is you have to stick your ass out there and go for it. Okay? You got it. You got to stick your ass out there and go for it. I can't tell you how many investors I've worked with that could not do that. They got to this point. Okay? They did their homework. They made a plan, but they just could not because, oh, it's just so risky. I don't know. I might... you're going to have to stick your ass out there, folks. You can't expect to get great financial benefits by being soft. Okay? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, don't get me wrong. Am I saying risk it all and throw it all in on some crazy-ass venture? No, of course not. You want to do your homework. You want to make a plan. You want to do that. But at some point in time, you got to stick your ass out there, because here is like the sub little paragraph of that. You're never going to find that. I'm going to put a little box around it. All right, hopefully you can see that. You're never going to find perfection.
And so many wish happen. That they would
There's
have
no
been
such
involved.
Thing as a perfect
All right,
property.
We'll see you later. Take
Every
care.
Every property
Bye-bye.
Is going to have some bad, some things you're not going to like. Every single one. Okay. So now it's a question of how do you balance that. You obviously want more good than bad, a hell of a lot more good than bad, but you're never going to find a perfect property. So don't hold out for the perfect property. Get in the market, get your money working, and you'll be just super satisfied that you did. Okay. So building your empire. We've gone over this pretty quickly, but I've covered, I think, the major bases you're going to need in order to be successful at this. Right? Keep me posted. I'd love to hear your success stories. I'd love to hear how you do. You've got my email address. You've got my contact information. Keep me posted, all right? All right, take care. We'll talk to you later. See you. Bye.